The official unemployment rate among veterans is about 11%. The unofficial is anywhere between 14 to 20%.
And so why do we think that it's so much higher for veterans than it is for many other groups?
Well, for one thing, we're in the middle of a recession. Veterans are doing multiple deployments, and so they're out of the competitive arena. You know, when jobs are scarce, those that are out completing their college educations or getting their licensing certifications are able to go out and compete. If you're not in the market, you're behind. Even if the recession, even if we weren't having this recession, a veteran would still have a difficult job, a difficult time finding employment because they're out of the competitive market. Now with the recession, it's making it that much worse.
Part of the really worrisome thing is that it's a lot of young people, particularly young men and women who are really having a challenge.
Exactly, because again, they're just starting out. Many of them do not have college degrees. Many of them don't have those certifications, and especially with your reserve and National Guard, you know, they're going through multiple deployments, and they just don't have that opportunity to complete those credentials and making those social contacts that they need.
And I know that the federal government, of course, has a program where veterans get much better treatment in terms of hiring than non-veterans. And this is in the hopes of, at least in part, dealing with this high unemployment rate among veterans.
Well, the current program they have really does not do enough to address the current situation that we're in. Because again, the program is more or less geared to the traditional ways of doing business for veterans. This is the first time that reservists and National Guard are being called up in large numbers, and this is the first time that they're going through multiple deployments. The federal process is a difficult process to try and maneuver through anyway. And you know, it takes 6 to 12 months to get hired. And then there's the KSAs that you have to do. And a lot of veterans that leave active duty when they go through the transition assistance program is not really geared to assisting veterans for the federal sector.
Yeah.
Most resumes are geared to the private sector. And the other thing is that the transitional program from DOD is not mandatory for all the services except for the Marines. So many of them do not go through that process of being able to prepare their resumes, get job counseling. Especially the reserves and National Guard, we're really missing them. So it makes it that much harder.
It's a little bit surprising that the rate of unemployment is high with veterans, because these are skills, my goodness, these are wonderful leadership skills that these folks have. And is it just that people don't recognize that? What's the disconnect here?
The disconnect is that it's difficult to take the skills that you learn in the military and translate that to the private sector without assistance. And there really needs to be more emphasis on that. Every veteran who leaves active duty should go through DOD's transition assistance program so they can at least get some of that prior to them being put out in the street.
And so what should the federal government do to help alleviate some of these challenges?
Well, one thing that the American Legion has advocated for, that the TAP program be mandatory for all the services to include the Reserve and National Guard. Right now, the Marines is the only service organization that makes that mandatory. And it should be an ongoing process. You know, you shouldn't wait till the last 2 or 3 months prior to you being discharged to try and seek this type of assistance. This should be ongoing, and it should be comprehensive. Plus, Department of Labor Vets Program They have employment counselors throughout the country. Now, many of them are state workers. We would prefer them to be federal workers and be under the jurisdiction of Department of Labor here in Washington, because as of now, since it's a more or less a state program, veterans aren't receiving the same type of services. So that's something else that needs to be done. And we need to do a better job, again, of taking the training that service members go through and be able to ensure that they're certified. The certifications are different, you know, from state to state. And I think that would also go a long way. And to also make sure that veterans get the education that they need to be competitive.
We should point out that the American Legion also has programs that help both the private sector but also the public sector, and helps veterans figure out how to do this effectively, right?
Exactly. We participate or we conduct about 100 job fairs a year. We also do two business conferences a year to help those veterans who want to start a business, grow a business, or get involved in federal contracting. We have lots of partners with various federal agencies, to include private companies that we know of that are hiring. So we also assist veterans in that aspect as well.